You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast. Zoneradio.co.za.
This DIY feature is proudly sponsored by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge with pleasure.
I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge with pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach. Bulalo Drive, Sunnydale.
It's 10:30 and time for our DIY feature with Sean Anderson from Anderson Improvements. Good morning, Sean, and welcome back.
Good morning. Yeah.
So the year's
almost up.
Yes, it is. I cannot believe that it's almost Christmas, and it is. This weekend is you know.
Yes, it's always the mad rush.
It is in our
industry. We try and finish, and then we get all the phone calls. Can you put a kitchen in? Can you do a bathroom? I said, it's not going to happen. but there are things that people are doing, and we'll run through.
Yes.
What people can achieve before Christmas, just to freshen up their house, maybe a little bit of maintenance, but be quite difficult to get hold of a builder at this time.
Yes, but just make it look pretty for Christmas.
Yes, little DIY things around the house.
Yes. So where do we start?
Well, we can start outside, because when you have guests that arrive or family, you want to impress your family. So looking at your paving area, maybe your decking, your bry area, stuff like that. So
Let's do the paving area.
Paving, you get a lot of grass buildup or weeds that are coming up on your paving. You know, there's oil that maybe over the years built up, or grease and grime. So there's ways to get rid of this sort of stuff and refreshen your pavers.
Yes.
You know, just a basic DIY thing. If you go commercial, then you would get hold of a proper company to come and do a proper steam grit clean and things like that.
But they've all closed for holiday now.
Yeah, no, this is emergency DIY stuff now. So depending on what pavers you have, and when I say acid wash, you've got to be careful on what kind of pavers you have. And a cement paver where it's got a color oxide in, I would try and avoid the cement, the acid wash. But if you've got a clay brick or a proper brick paver or something more durable, then you can actually use a diluted acid wash. It can even be pool acid. So maybe, you know, a 10-to-1, you know, ratio on it. And you're just scrubbing the acid onto your areas that need work, just with a broom. Make sure you wear the correct safety equipment. So it would be your gloves, your protection for eyes, this acid and things like that. So you brush it all in. Leave it for a few minutes, let the acid do its business, wash it off, and then you have to apply soap to neutralize, alkalize the acid. So you would use sugar soap, which is quite common. You get sugar soap, mix that in, and wash it. And then once you've done the soap wash, then you do the water. Just rinse everything off to clean. That should clean your pavers nicely. Other issues with pavers, if you've got grass and buildup and weeds, obviously do your weeding. Boiling hot water actually kills the grass between the pavers, so just keep throwing boiling hot water over. Eventually the grass will die. And then other areas are pointing. So where you have pavers or things where there's cement grout between the pavers, that often needs repair. So that could mean that you just have to chip out the damaged part of plaster and then you mix up a bit of cement mix, and then you have to redo the grouting.
And is this easy enough for a normal
average person should be able to do this? So you need basic tools, a little bit of a small chisel, a hammer, a scraper, you know, then maybe some sponges, and then you can get your pointing done again. But yeah, I think you generally just want your pavers to look nice and clean, and, you know, especially around a pool area. You know, people want to make sure that everything is nice and clean. Decking is another area of concern. So often that, you know, people don't pay much attention to the deck until they want to entertain. So again, there's more commercial ways of doing it if you want to get a proper professional in. You might still struggle to find someone willing to work. you know, these times some people are still working through the year. But basically, elbow grease, good sand. You get small sanding machines that help. you know, depending on what kind of timber you have and what you're working with. But a sand, a light sand, get whatever's loose on the decking off, scraping off. Get, you know, you can get that top layer off, and then you would find a good sealant that goes on there. There are some very good products on the market. Rice Sticks being one. Woodock has got a few decking options. So just have a look at what's available. Talk to the guys in the hardware shops or the paintsmiths if they stock things for varnishing and things like
yes,
that.
Yes, they do.
Get a good idea what your deck requires. And, yeah, then you can rejuvenate that deck. Look at your screws. Some of the screws might need to be replaced.
Yeah, and splinters. I mean, well, especially if it's right
all
next
the rough
to
– areas, yeah.
If it's next to the pool
yes.
and you sit in, it's not nice to kind of get splinters.
So, you know, for harder wood, you don't really want to use a varnish. You want to use more of a sealant. So that would be your Bilal or – you know, garapa, the hardwood, you use a sealant. You don't use a varnish.
Do you also sand that down, though? Do you still also lightly
you
sand
You would
do
light
it?
Sand.
Okay.
Often people don't even seal the hardwood, the bilal, but it goes like a silver-gray color.
Yes.
Some people like it, some people don't. Once you start sealing a deck, you have to continue. So, and then, yeah, pine is your softer option, and then that you just put... normally a varnish sealant option, yeah. So I would maintain those areas, and then you go to your braai areas, you
yes.
look at tiling, plaster work, and then there's painting. You know, everybody wants to look at painting this time of the year. So again, professionals would be better, but if it's a small area, you can do your own painting. Just make sure you get all the dirt off the house. You want to make sure you get a jet washer. You can hire a jet washer. You don't want to take the plaster off the wall, just the top layer of dirt. So don't go put the jet washer right up against the wall. And you just want to get that dust and that buildup. And also with all the fires we've been having, all houses are now full of soot and ash. And
yes.
you know,
so what do you suggest do we do to get rid of that?
That would be a gentle hose off, you know, especially now. You'd have to get onto your roof or you let nature take its course. But the people are suffering now at the
yes.
moment. I mean, the houses are full of smoke. So, yeah, just get that top layer of dirt off. There's no point just painting over dirt. And then, yeah, start your process. This is not your end result. If you do a proper job, you need to really do proper preparation. It's all about preparation. This is just to give your house a little bit of a rejuvenation.
Just give it a look.
a little bit of a rejuvenation, yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, I would, in the garden areas, you know, that kind of thing, I would look at your paving, maintain your decking around the areas. And then you go around the house if you want to look at your windows.
Yes.
Because the windows also, you know, it's also something that needs maintenance and we never get to.
Yeah, especially at the coast.
At the coast, you know, it... My jobs. I'm pushing people away from timber. Just the quality of timber we get now, so it's not what it used to be. So it's a lot softer Moranti. It's not even real Moranti anymore. So just be careful if you do buy a new timber window. Just look at the quality that you have that's going in there, and cost wise, the whole effort of varnishing your wood priming or painting of wood, and then you have to do the glazing or the glass work. If you compare it to an aluminium has fairly come down in price. It used to be a big gap between timber and aluminium.
Yes.
The gap has actually narrowed. So if you ever put in a new window in your house, just consider aluminium as opposed to timber.
To timber.
It just requires so much more maintenance. But now we're looking at old windows and you would just want to rejuvenate just
yes.
to get you through. So again, just give it a good sand. Get rid of anything loose. You're going to look at your putty work, especially the cottage pane. You're going to have to scrape out any old putty that's falling off, and now that's another job in its own, just to re-putty to prevent dust and dirt.
And then you've got to wait for that to dry, or have you got instant
putty
dry putty?
Putty has its natural own curing process, so it does. You just have to smooth it out. It's a interesting job. Could be therapeutic. So it's or you might go insane. But so get rid of all the dirt. You want to make sure you get all the old putty out. Get rid of all the dirt. Make sure the area's got no dust. It's clean. You can buy your packets of putty from most hardware shops, and then you wanna work the putty a bit. It sometimes gets quite hard. You need to like knead it almost like you do dough. Just get it nice and soft and workable. And there's a special tool. You can use a putty knife or something that can scraper, something that gives you a nice straight edge. And then you slowly work it around the area that needs putty and with a nice clean straight edge. Carry a bit of soap with you and just dip your finger and wipe the putty. It gives you it more workable.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's something that often people, they don't bother. And they wonder why there's so much moisture coming inside the house or there's the winds coming through the glass. I would do that before
you start sanding down and...
Well, you first do all the sanding. Yes. Then you scrape out all the old putty, and that's a whole window. I would even give the window a couple of coats of sealant, and then you would do your putty work and then touch up whatever needs to
all
be
right.
done.
So when you say couple, do you prefer three...
Generally two coats of a sealant or varnish sealant on the windows. Check your hinges as well. You know, that's something you can do on your own. Just go to your local hardware, go swap over the hinges. If the hinges are still workable, you get some Q20.
Yes.
Give it a bit of a, get some water paper. Give the hinges a bit of a sand, clean, and Q20 should be good as new. Because often the rust is only surface rust.
Yes.
So it's just a build up over time.
So it's just slightly...
Yeah. So again, it's just brushes. You need some turps or you need some cloth, just the basic stuff that you can get away with.
And slightly sand down.
Yeah, sand down, get it all working.
If you've just tuned in, good morning, Kuyamura and welcome. We are busy with the DIY feature with Sean Anderson from Anderson Improvements, and it's getting your house ready for Christmas. We are back, Sean.
Yes, ready for Christmas. So internal of the house. You get a family coming to stay over, and you look at your bathroom, and there's mold all over the ceiling, mold on the walls, or things like that. You know, so how do you treat this to make it look fresh quickly?
Mold is a menace.
Yeah, mold, and again, there's better treatments, longer treatments, but that's you need to bring in people that. But a DIY situation, you bleach, good gloves again. Scrubbing brushes, cloth, and dilute bleach in some water. Give it a good scrub. It will take that mold off. Then you would, after you've done your hard work, and wear dust masks just to ventilate the area, make sure it's safe. Bleach all your areas properly. Leave it for a while. Then you would just wash that off with just water, normal water. Then you're going to spray white vinegar. White vinegar actually prevents the regrowth of the mold. So your bleach will take the mold off, and then you give a general spray of white vinegar all over the mold. Once that's done, you take soap and you wash the area with soap. So
yeah, we just say, good morning, Debbie. Thank you. She's got Mold Buster that she sent that you can use as well.
You can use Mold Buster. It's a more industrial bleach, but if you're looking for
a cheaper way to do it.
it'll work. They both do a similar job, but that you would find in her shop. So Mold Buster is a product that would be good for the job. So you would start. I would still spray the white vinegar after you use Mold Buster.
Really? So you can use that and then spray?
There's a chemical reaction with the white vinegar on mold.
So you spray it on the wall, Sean, and then do you just leave it or do you...
So Mold Buster, you would spray and use a brace of scrubbing.
Okay.
So just to get that, just to get it off.
Yeah, and the vinegar?
The vinegar comes afterwards. So you let that, you wash it, gently rinse off the Mold Buster. Once you've done your work, everything's clean, then you would use the white vinegar to come through.
And then, hello, Annette, how are you? Annette is saying, for environmental friendly use, I'm just trying to open it up for some reason, I don't know why I can't. There we go. She says, for environmental friendly use, oxygen bleach, and she sells 10%, and I sell 10% vinegar too. Thank you, Annette.
Great, so we're all on the same track. I'm sure they can get the details from you guys. So anything like that. You want to get that top layer off. I'm sure white vinegar is quite pleasant to the environment.
Yes.
So we could use that afterwards. Just always finish with the white vinegar.
Yeah. But now I want to ask you, so you've done all of this now, what do? You just spray it on the wall and leave it?
The white vinegar you spray, you get like
a sprayer.
A sprayer, yes. Spray it on,
yeah.
You leave it, and then you come much later and you can just take normal soap and water.
Okay.
And then your area should be clean.
Okay.
Of mold.
Yes.
Now, water stains.
Yes.
Water marks. And we have this often. You have a previous leak in the house. It's not worth replacing the ceiling board because it's actually not damaged. It's just water stain that came through from the leak. You can try many things to try and cover this. And we found traffic paint, of all things.
Traffic paint.
Again, from most hardware shops, we'll have it.
Is this the white paint that they use on the road?
It's white traffic paint.
Oh, my word. Okay.
And you would just give a light sand over the area. You put a thin layer of white traffic paint. That actually covers the mark.
The actual watermark.
And then on top of that, you do a light sand again, and then you would use pure acrylic PVA. So paintsmiths would have the paint.
Yes.
I think they would have traffic paint as well.
I'm sure they do.
So the secret is the traffic paint, and that watermark won't come through.
My word.
Yeah. So even the strongest PVA doesn't cover watermarks. It comes through. So
so you prep it first, and then you
just
paint
a light sand just to scuff the area, just wherever the watermarks are, and then you would prep the area.
And the watermarks won't, I mean, if there's another leak, obviously, I mean...
No, this is if it's dry now.
If this is dry,
there's no,
yeah.
Obviously, if there's ever a water problem, make sure that you fix it from above. That's a whole new issue on its own. Waterproofing is something that you need to sort out first before you fix anything inside.
Yes.
This is water marks, those brown, horrible marks. And
yellowish, brownish, yes.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of water. We had a lot of rain. So I know many, many homes have got that.
Yeah. No, we've had a very wet, rainy time.
And so this is something we can do ourselves.
This is all DIY stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
So it works. Yeah. So just you buy 1 liter of this traffic paint. It goes quite far. And this is just literally to paint over the water marks. You don't paint the whole wall or whole house with it.
Yes.
Yeah. So works, yeah. Then we look at grouting. Often you have this grout that looks terrible in the bathrooms.
Yes.
You do get tile grout cleaner. There's a special grout cleaner that you do get. And that would just mean scrubbing the area. You can do a very light sand on grout. So you just get very fine, you're not sanding the tiles. You just go in between the tiles.
Yes.
And that the color of the grout is just discolored. So you just do you actually just sand that top layer off. It rejuvenates the grout. And then you can seal the grout again. There are products that you can buy to seal the grout.
And it's quick drying as well, isn't it?
Yes. If it's just a top, thin, very top layer, you could again use sugar soap with a scrubbing brush or scrubbing cloth.
Yeah.
Sugar soap is a wonder product as well. Cleans almost everything. So you could use that if, you know, there are chemicals that you can use for more harsher areas. But, yeah, you find just a good elbow grease clean. If those marks are not coming off, then you look at doing a light. So it's quite a time-consuming job. Just go between the grout, sand. But it brings out the original color. Yeah.
All right. And this, you could do this in the kitchen as well.
This is wherever you have grouting.
Yes.
In the bathroom's kitchen. Mm. In bathrooms, you want to look at your ceiling as well, your sealant. Because especially in a shower, if your sealant has started to discolor and pull away from the walls, you need to look at redoing your silicon work, your caulking.
Oh, okay.
So it's either a good marine silicon or mold-resistant silicon. So you want to make sure that you reseal all the areas that need to be sealed.
So then you just remove it, but how do you actually remove
you
the old?
You can scrape off the old silicon
with a
blade or something and just remove all, and then make sure the area is properly dry and no oil or grime, otherwise the silicon is not going to stick.
All right. And how do you apply that?
Look, the silicon gun. and you would need to work very neatly and carefully. It does take time to get it to perfect. As it can, a lot of people, it can be quite a mess. Mm. I've seen some horrific finishing with the silicone.
Well, you obviously have to have a steady hand, haven't you?
Well, again, I would keep a little jar with some soap in it.
Yes.
And have a little cloth.
So what kind of soap? Any kind of soap?
Again, sugar soap, whatever.
Sugar soap.
And as you spread the silicone, just spread it out, dip your finger into the soap, and then spread again. It just helps the silicone spread nicely. Yeah. Right. So,
is there any other little tips before we say goodbye?
Kitchens, you can look at, you know, sometimes with the kitchen, it's you change a handle on a kitchen and it just changes all the look.
Yes.
Redo the edging. But again, edging now can be tricky. You need to have a bit of savvy. And doors, we're too late for doors now.
Yes, we are.
This is now, you can clean your cupboards again. So make sure, empty your kitchen, give your kitchen a proper, check your hinges that need to be checked.
Yeah.
So again, when you're working with when you have a melamine kitchen, you can actually give that kitchen a wipe down with thinners. So thinners and a cloth, and just a gentle wipe down. Thinners just cleans the melamine. Okay. Do not go near a sprayed kitchen with thinners because you're going to wipe off your paint. So we just use a damp cloth with a little bit of soap to wipe down and clean your sprayed wood kitchen.
Okay.
Don't put thinners on your sprayed wood kitchen. Yeah, melamine's fine. But,
So time's running out for us. Anything else besides Sean going to have a lovely, lovely holiday?
Yes, I've done. I've kicked all my staff out. I said I don't want to see them until next year. So,
It's been quite a year, hasn't it?
It's been a very busy year.
So, Sean, thank you for coming in, sharing your knowledge and expertise. Don't worry about giving your number out because I think you need a break as well. And when are you back? When do you start again?
Look, the industry will more than likely around between the 10th and the 15th.
Okay.
You'll start getting the builders hungry again, looking for work. So they're out there. Yeah.
Yes. So may you and your family have a super duper Christmas and have a lekker day.
Yes.
Bye for now.
That DIY feature was brought to you by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach. Bullalow Drive. Sunnydale.